Vet voice. The 6888. I am so proud to be a Legionnaire after seeing how Matt Grills highlighted the women of the 6888. February. It is timely, done with dignity and respect for those brave women, and it shows the overlooked accomplishments of black Americans in the U.S. military. The 761st Tank Battalion should be next. Alvin C. McGarry, Brandon, Florida. Thank you to Matt Grills and James Therese for teaming up to honor the 6888 with this excellent cover story. I'd like to clarify that the 6888 was not the only all-black female unit to deploy to the European Theater of Operations during World War II. Omitting WAC is the most common mistake in writings and presentations about the 6888. There are at least two, maybe three other all-black female units that deployed to the ETO. The 25th Nursing Station unit that deployed to Liberia in 1943. An all-black female nursing unit that arrived in Greenock, Scotland in August 1944. And possibly the 404th, the Army's only all-black female band. Also, the 6888 did not deliver mail. Its mission was to sort, redirect, and distribute repackaged and censored mail for delivery. And based on our research, the 17 million pieces of mail mentioned is not a number achieved over an 8-month period, but over a 3-month period during the unit's time in Birmingham, England, February to May 1945. Such an achievement in such a short time attests to the superior performance of the unit's mission of completing a 6-month Army task in just 3 months. No specific numbers for Rouen and Paris, France, have been located, but once found, those should be added to the 17 million. Carlton G. Philpott, Chairman and Project Director, 6888 Monument Project. Some decry the tooth-to-tail ratio, but it is outstanding support services that keep the teeth biting the enemy. Robert Shaw's character in Battle of the Bulge was a German officer who displayed a captured cake from a U.S. soldier. It was from Boston, and it was still fresh. His observation was that if the Americans could get cakes to their soldiers, they could certainly get gas and bullets to the front line. I thought about that scene during Desert Storm, when I saw pallets of mail on trucks. I knew the gas and bullets were getting through. Mark P. Brewer, Sarasota, Florida. When the 6888 served overseas in World War II, I was a radio man on LST 991, delivering troops to Southwest Pacific Island beachheads. I am glad their story is now told in the American Legion magazine, which itself performs a great public service by telling of others who also served willingly and patriotically, like the Tuskegee Airmen and Dory Miller. The black stewards' mates of LST 991 came from areas of severe discrimination and faced more during their wartime service. They were relegated to what others thought unimportant jobs, so much so that our stewards' mates would not attend reunions after the war. As chairman, I sympathized with them. Attitudes have improved vastly since then, thanks especially to efforts by the American Legion. Phil Schreiber, Highland Park, New Jersey. Defense cuts. In the discussion of the Pentagon budget, Big Issues, February, Representative Raul Grijalva proposes cutting waste, not essential needs. Price gouging requires better controls. Representative Scott Desjarlais bases his argument on the need to maintain military superiority, but does not recognize waste. The bottom line is that the budget needs to be cut with no loss in readiness, but a severe curtailment in waste, controlled by new rules about contracts. J. Michael Bossert, Holmes Beach, Florida. A famous man. I just read Keith Nightingale's article on PFC famous Lee Lane. February. So many untold stories of valor. The burning question is, why did he not get an upgrade to the Medal of Honor? Jim Dickerson, Iowa City, Iowa. A truly inspiring story about famous Lee Lane and his understanding of duty, honor, country. Keith Nightingale did a fine job telling it. Will Merrill, Atlanta. America's Unusual Museums. Lynn Mettler's article, Travel, February, was incomplete without mention of the Ames Shovel Museum in Easton, Massachusetts. With nearly 800 shovels on display, the museum is a tribute to the building of America. From John Ames' original creation in a blacksmith shop in 1774 to its implements currently in production. Bob Shorman, St. Simon's Island, Georgia. The National Mustard Museum in Middleton, Wisconsin, is devoted to mustard and mustard-related products. It is also a retail store and mail-order company. It's a fascinating place. Don Moran, Rosemont, Illinois. Harvey Pratt's Path of Life. Proud Native American. Talented, gifted, Marine Corps veteran, and, I assure you, a very humble and respectful gentleman is Harvey Pratt. Jeff Stauffer's article, November, piqued my interest in a special way. I searched his website to see if any of his artistic works were available and purchased a canvas print of Chief Magpie that is of top quality. Mr. Pratt called me directly to advise me about my purchase. We had several long talks about our veteran and life experiences. I can't express enough the connection I made with this man. Personally, I would like to see Mr. Pratt considered for the Medal of Freedom for his contributions as a Native American and a patriot. One would think from my words that I also am a proud Native American. I am simply a third-generation American with many friends of all races. Reading the article, I simply needed to make a connection. Probably it is one of the best connections of my life. I asked Mr. Pratt what I could do to help Native Americans, particularly the children. He recommended St. Labra Indian School in Ashland, Montana, which I learned via research is worthy and in need of contributions. If you want to help in any way the Native Americans, show your support. They are severely affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's help our first citizens in ways that are real. I plan to visit the National Museum of the American Indian and express my thanks for Mr. Pratt's contribution to our nation as a soldier, person, and patriot. Tom Mara, Shorewood, Illinois. The American Legion magazine welcomes your opinions. Include your hometown and a daytime phone number for verification. All letters published are subject to editing. Due to the volume of mail received, not every letter can be acknowledged. The American Legion Magazine, P.O. Box 1055, Indianapolis, Indiana 46206. Magazine at legion.org.